there's a lot of rhetoric out there about waste and fraud and abuse, and the reason that we're in these budget difficulties is because of a great deal of spending that didn't need to take place. And I certainly can't sit here and say there was money spent on things, or there has been money spent on things that it shouldn't have been spent on. But the bottom line is that when the economy is not performing, and when people are not working and making money and paying taxes, we have less money to do the things that we think are important. And what we do with the money that we do get in, I've always operated off the philosophy, Jim, that my job as a member of the General Assembly in terms of appropriating money or voting to appropriate money is we should always do our best to make sure that the best and wisest use of any tax dollars we're already taking from citizens, make sure that that's the case before we go ask for anything more. And whether that means there's going to be a tax increase or there's not going to be a tax increase depends in part upon those considerations.
So it sounds like you would rather cut spending before you increase taxes or go looking someplace else for new revenue.
Absolutely. And I would hope that all my colleagues, and I think the governor's said that, governor-elect has said that also, I think that we have a duty. I mean, there's a trust involved here. When we're elected and sent to Springfield, we are spending other people's money. And if we are knowingly spending money on things that we don't believe is in the best interest in the big picture in public policy in Illinois, then that's not right. And we should pull back from that before we say, okay, we need to raise your taxes.
Well, do you have any idea that if cuts have to be made, where are you going to make them?
Well, looking at last year's budget that was adopted in early June, I guess it was, which in my 5 years in the General Assembly was the first budget that I had voted against, look at some of the things that happened in that budget. We created $24 million in new education programs, which if they ever make a difference for any school children in the state of Illinois, it'll be several years before we see that come to fruition. We gave $40 million in increases to the constitutional offices and the judicial agencies. The General Assembly's own budget, we did not cut anything from that. It's those kinds of things that we go to first. We look, for lack of a better term, in-house, not just in Springfield, but at the public officials' agencies that traditionally I think have been protected in the past, whether it's the constitutional officers or the Supreme Court budget or our own budget, and say, where can we work off of those first? Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, if we do that, we solve the budget crisis. Clearly, we're not going to do that. But I think that if we find the will to do that, I think it's easier then to reach out into some of these other agencies and find responsible reductions there as well.
Are there any parts of the budget that you would fight to protect that other people might want to, other people might target?
Two areas. The education programs they have, K through 12, I'm talking about general state aid, school construction money. The entitlements such as reimbursements for transportation, special education, I mean, those are what I would believe to be or term the bare necessities. You know, higher education, there's a lot of talk that higher education as a whole will take a further budget reduction. If that's the case, I think that we need to try to minimize that, make it fair, and if need be, to make an additional reduction in order to restore the fifth year monetary award program, then we should do that. Too many professions that we're asking these young people to go in today, and teaching is the best and first example. It takes 5 years. It takes 5 years to complete that degree. You can't ask someone who depends upon the monetary award program, who otherwise wouldn't be able to go to college for 4 years to be a teacher, and then on the fifth year say, well, you're on your own. That is the best example of not investing for the long term that we can do. I would also say the money we spend on health care, and more specifically, the Medicaid reimbursements. I think that those cuts have gone as far as they can go, and to the extent we can, we need to bring some of that money back, but I don't think we can cut any farther on those.